Hello, I'm Barry Orson, and thank you for listening to The Gaia Miracles. Hello, I'm in a hotel room somewhere. I can't tell you where. Warren wanted me to keep it all a secret. Only JD knows, just in case. Warren claims to be in hiding, and that's why he was in some random village in Africa. I'm going to meet him in about an hour, in a public place. And I'm a little nervous. Yeah. Okay. I'm walking towards the cafe Warren specified to meet him. He was very specific and a bit paranoid. He told me what to pack, where to go, only use cash, leave my phone, what colors to wear, where to sit. I argued over bringing my recorder. It's digital and not connected to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or anything. I've attached a lav mic to the inside of my coat so that I can narrate. Hopefully this recording will be evidence of the miracles. And not of my murder. Okay. Alright. I'm gonna go in. It's been about 40 minutes past our meet time. There's only 5 other people in here. 1 cashier, 1 barista, someone in the kitchen, and 2 customers quietly reading a newspaper and a book. I can't understand any of them. Luckily, coffee is pretty universal. And everyone loves American dollars. It's been too long. I don't think he's coming, and the guy to my left has been staring at me a bit too much. Could be wondering what the crazy person in glasses is talking to himself about. I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Barry, there you are.
Oh, Jared, Warren, I thought you were going to show.
Got caught up in something. And can't be too careful, right? Your cell phone?
I don't have it.
Any other electronic device?
No, just the recorder.
You're already recording, aren't you? God, you do love that thing.
You can't be too careful, right? I told you I was going to record everything.
That's fine. I don't need to pat you down. Well, come on, walk with me. We can't talk here.
We're not going to sit down?
No, Barry, we can't divulge secrets in public now, can we? Just down the road a little, a cottage. We can talk there.
I mean, how far is it? What direction?
I'm not one of the bad guys. Believe me, being here is more dangerous for me than you.
Why is it dangerous?
Well, I felt that's pretty obvious. I don't want to be found by the people hunting me.
And who are they?
We'll talk when we get there. Don't look so damn obvious. Put that away for now.
Right. Sorry. Warren, do you live here?
No. This is just a little space a friend of mine set up for us to talk.
It's a small wooden cottage, 1 floor, 2 windows on either side of a red door.
What are you doing?
It's so I don't forget. It's just something I do.
This place isn't important, Barry. Come in. Barry, if I was going to kill you, I would have done it by now. I don't have a lot of time. Relax, kid.
Okay. You know, that wasn't as reassuring as you think it was.
It's not supposed to be. Coffee?
Sure. No scotch this time? There's a tiny kitchen, a living room, a square table with a green box on top, a hallway. It feels kind of hard.
Sit. Here.
Thanks.
Let's do this then.
You want me to ask the questions?
You're interviewing me, right?
Okay. Did you really work for Hydel Corp?
Good start. Yes. I was the head of the resource acquisition department, based in Chicago HQ. But I was stationed in different branches depending on the workload.
And what is resource acquisition?
Basically, my team identified possible locations for resource acquisitions. In average citizen terms, we found where we could drop a Hydel factory, how much and how fast we can extract and sell. Everything from lumber to oil, diamonds, livestock, uranium, people, etc., you get it. Despite the official policy, Hydel had a near monopoly on just about all of these materials. They worked aggressively to buy out or bankrupt any competition. They had a whole team for strong-arming and rebranding the company in each country. Hydel, the benevolent bringer of goods, money, and jobs. Hard to see the monster when you're standing too close, right?
So you pick the targets. Were you in charge of the lumber branch in Brazil? Is that how you got this picture?
Oh, good. You brought the pictures.
Yeah, I kept them with me the whole time, like you said.
I set up that branch a decade ago, start to finish. Made the deals, greased the right hands, removed the locals.
You mean the indigenous tribes?
Them too, but removal wasn't my department.
Okay. Can you describe what I'm looking at in this picture?
Ha! For your listeners? Sure. You are looking at what was left of Hydel's $989 million Brazilian lumber mill. That morning, when the scar was healed, they told us not to move. A shuttle bus was parked and we waited. Then I see the miracle on the news, your friend Elisa, which prompted Hydel to action. Later, Hydel's resident jarhead psycho Skinner arrives at the hotel.
Wait, Skinner? Who is Skinner?
An ex-army nutjob who was too crazy and violent to make it as a soldier. So naturally, Hydel puts him at the top of security.
That's why his name kept popping up. I mean, every miracle, he was just always there.
Yeah. He is a relentless, bloodthirsty, patriotic monster. And he was all over the miracles, covering up, silencing and hunting, but we'll get to that. He shows up at the hotel and loads us onto the bus. Just the top brass, the planners and engineers. And takes us to the gates, all torn to shit by the trees, and tells us to start walking. 6 miles from gates to factory in Brazil. It's 150 degrees. No roads, no paths anymore. We were going to assess the future of the plant. We get there, wet from sweat, bites all over, one guy twisted an ankle, another had heat stroke. And we see this. The entire factory destroyed in pieces. The walls split apart by tree trunks. The roof lifted high into the air on the branches. All of it covered in green. It was surreal. I mean, the whole thing is surreal, right? All of it. Gone. We laughed in Skinner's face. Salvaging. There's no salvaging a pile of rocks and metal. But the company had another plan. Skinner says, "Look around, boys. What do you see?" "Trees. What else?" He says, "I see the replenishment of our stock." We didn't get it right away. We still couldn't wrap our heads around fully grown trees overnight. So he says, "Let me spell it out for you. We have more trees, boys. We get to sell the same crop twice."
So they really were just going to go back and start cutting again. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Is it? This is how corporations think. Limit the loss, maximize the gains by any means. But then the massacre and all these plans ended.
Was it Skinner who killed all those people?
Yes. He gave the order. Your jolly friend was right. That's the thing about Skinner. They tell him fix it, and his preferred method is brute force.
And Hydel was okay with this?
He made their problems go away quietly and quickly.
Okay. All right. So the massacre happens. So what happens to you and the rest of management?
Standard procedure. We get packed up, shipped out, reassigned, and the whole thing keeps ticking. Glad we got out before they set the hotel on fire.
Yeah. Funny. Where were you assigned to?
Well, came home to Chicago, took a break, filled out a mountain of paperwork, and by some cosmic joke, got reassigned to the Carson Diamond Mine in the DRC, not far from where we met. Then, right after the miracle, Heidel wanted us to figure out how many more diamonds they had now and the most cost-effective way to secure, extract, and sell. Good old-fashioned capitalism.
And then the diamond war.
Yeah, the war. I think Heidel got desperate, not willing to lose another moneymaker.
So they formed the swarm. These crates, inside the helicopters, they all have the same Heidel logo on them, right? They gave them the guns?
The guns, the helicopters, the RPGs, hell, even those sleek costumes.
Why would they do that? Who were they?
Skinner's men. Most of his little army was ex-military and criminal wannabe G.I. Joes with no problem shooting people.
But why would Heidel attack their own mines?
The Swarm was a terrorist group meant to instill terror into the players. They wanted to drive back mostly the warlords, but the other countries too. They wanted control of the entire diamond surplus. If the U.S. won the diamond war and got to occupy the DRC, then Heidel's contracts would hold. They would own all of the mines and easily take over the rest. But joke was on them, huh?
I mean, that's just... it's just evil. Warren, why haven't you gone to the police or the FBI? I mean, you have all of this evidence.
I can't trust them. You have no idea how deep Heidel's reach is. Even if I found someone who would listen, Skinner would find us and kill us before we could do anything.
Hold on, Skinner's still hunting you?
Why do you think I'm in hiding, Barry? Because I enjoy the countryside? No. That psychopath is still out there, still working. Forming the swarm caused a ripple in Heidel's staff. An attack of conscience, if you will. Actively participating as terrorists was a bit too much. We found the line. The workers, not very trigger-happy, started to resist, refusing to be a part of it, but we already knew what Heidel was doing. We already knew the identity of the swarm, so what do you think they did?
Shit.
Yeah, purge. Here, let me play you a little something. See? I got a fancy recorder, too. This audio is from security footage at the Carson Mine. They use the tunnels as a hidden base for the swarm.
No, no, please, I don't know anything. I didn't see anything.
That's Derek Weissman, a friend.
Nonsense. I was there, and I definitely saw you.
Skinner.
Please, I didn't see anything. I won't tell anyone. I just want to go home. Not possible, bud. You're a bona fide liability to the company. I can't have you spilling secrets now. No, 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 sir.
It's all over the news, Skinner. The army's here. You can't hide any of this.
With enough time and the endless pot of money Heidel's got, I can hide anything. Now be good and hold still. You copy?
They're gonna know I'm gone. My family, they're looking for me, and the army's gonna find out what you did here.
Maybe, but not from you. Now, who's next?
They started executing them?
Why do you think there's no interviews, photos, or videos of Upper Heidel employees from Miracle Sites? At first, they said, oh, they're on vacation, or out of reach, or reassigned, but I didn't buy it when my colleagues, my friends started disappearing. Then they blamed the miracles. Killed on the ice, killed in the war, or they're at the bottom of the pit. That's why their list of missing people makes no sense. They just added whoever was already dead. Perfect cover. So, I had to escape.
How can they do this? I mean, all of those people, the villagers, the people in Africa and Chicago.
It was war, Barry. From the start, Heidel versus the world. Heidel versus Gaia Prime. You can't give that much power to one company and get mad about the results.
Look, I never supported Heidel Corp.
How? By doing nothing? Heidel products are unavoidable. They make everything.
What about you, Jerry, Warren, whatever the fuck your name is? How could you work for them? And not just work for them, but you picked every one of their targets and you made it easy for them to destroy people and destroy entire ecosystems. And then you get to sit here and relax in your tiny cottage while the world burns around you? How can you live with yourself?
Look who finally grew some balls all of a sudden. Truth is, I can't. Couldn't. I worked for them 22 years. Watching them do this, slowly taking over the world and destroying anything beautiful in it for money, I couldn't leave. They owned everything. Gave me my house, my car, my insurance, a salary I would never find anywhere else. But I had to do something. I knew more about Hydell operations, where their facilities are, what were their weak points, better than anyone. I built them. So I did do something about it. I played my part, almost died, went into hiding, but did we win? Hydell, as we knew it, is gone. But no one's blaming them. Not really. They'll just change their name and start over. No one knows the kind of villainy they're capable of. Well, until you. You've managed to stumble across the right combination of things to get our attention, and unfortunately, Skinner's too.
Meeting you wasn't random. You knew who I was. You knew you'd be in the DRC that day.
Yes. You got closer than anyone else. People are listening to you, Barry. Which is exactly what we need to finish it.
And what about Skinner?
Alive and well, unfortunately. Hell-bent on finishing his mission. Still hunting, although I don't know who's paying him now. Unfortunately, you've made his blacklist.
His blacklist?
You've been bad-mouthing the company, spilling secrets. You are now a bona fide liability. Just like me, just like the rest of us.
Who do you work for? Who's us?
I think you've put that together by now. You're smart. It's not just the glasses.
You're with Gaia Prime.
Yes.
Warren, is Elisa with you?
That's cute. Elisa's...
What is that? What does that mean?
We have to go.
Wait, why? Why? You have to tell me where...
Listen to me. Take the same road back to your hotel. Go fast. If you hear cars coming, hide. Grab your bag, inside will be a plane ticket. Do not miss that flight. Go!
Warren, what the
f- Warren, wait, hold on. Fuck.
SUVs, big black trucks, and then they have no license plate going towards the direction of the cabin. Okay, alright, go. Okay, oh, it still works. Okay, I'm heading in the hotel now. I'm heading to my room, and the front desk lady was trying to ask me something, but I ran. Where's my key? Okay. All right, grab your bag. Grab the ticket. Get on the plane. Do not miss that flight.
Barry, darling, we need to talk.
Elisa?
Hello, this is J.D. Marshall, a producer with Nice Guys Media. The recording you just heard arrived at our studio mailbox on a thumb drive. We don't know who delivered it. Instructions on it by who we assume is Barry Orson told us to broadcast it before handing it over to the proper authorities, along with other materials on the drive. Due to the nature of what is on the thumb drive and this recording, and that we are unable to locate our journalist Barry Orson, the Gaia Miracles podcast will be shutting down until an investigation is completed. Nice Guys Media cannot comment any further on any and all things related to this podcast, but we will update you when we can. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Barry Orson or the investigation, please contact us at niceguysmedia@gmail.com. And Barry, if you're listening, man, I hope you're okay. Thanks for listening to the Gaia Miracles.